Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Manchild, Sabrina Carpenter. It's Q104. Sabrina will perform on Sunday night at the MTV Video Music Awards.
I was excited to see that she's performing again this year because she was one of the biggest performers last year. I feel like it's not very often that they do back-to-back years.
Perfect timing, though, with the album drops.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet and Sour was last year right around this time. And Manchild.
Short and Sweet?
Or whatever it is. What did I say? Sweet and Sour?
Sweet and Sour.
Yeah, I must be hungry for some Chinese food
this
morning.
Yeah, you hungry?
Some yum yum sauce. Yeah, that'll be 8 o'clock on Sunday night. Who else is performing? Alex Warren, Somber. Lady Gaga is going to perform.
Oh, she is? I haven't looked too much at the performers yet.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that'll be CBS MTV streaming live on Paramount Plus.
Do you know who's hosting?
I think I do, but I can't recall off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'll have to look. I always get so excited for the VMAs. They're the only awards that I actually enjoy watching. So I will be staying up the whole time Sunday night. I will be in here tired on Monday morning. Fair warning.
Yeah, we'll be talking about it. So, for instance, if you're like, well, I really can't watch that on Sunday night, we'll be talking about it on Monday morning.
That's what we are here for.
It'll be a full week load of shows next week. 5 shows. We only had 4 this past week because of Labor Day weekend. I felt Labor Day weekend was really long.
I did too, but I felt like it was very necessary.
I also felt this week was really short.
I felt that the first like day or two.
Oh, you think this has been a long week?
I don't think it has been a long week. It's just I thought that it would have gone faster than it did.
Oh, I thought it went by really fast. So the 4-day work week really wouldn't do anything for you.
Don't get me wrong. I would welcome it. I would very, very happily welcome that into my world.
But we had a shorter week and it still felt like a long.
Yeah, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. No. Don't worry about me. Let's just get those 4-day work weeks going.
All right. One more day to go before the weekend. So we'll have good vibes this morning. Red Flag Friday right around 7:25. That's for single people, mostly. Just getting into a new relationship. Red Flag Friday is coming up. Also, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. So tomorrow night at Rocket Arena, it's the Hot Wheels Monster Trucks. We have your last-minute tickets for those at 7:55 and 8:55 this morning, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Good morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa, Danielle and Parma joining us right now. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
Danielle's gassing up this morning. Is that right?
Yes, I was.
Danielle's running around and hopefully we'll be getting a lot of orders for Instacart this morning.
Hopefully. So. Fingers crossed.
Danielle, right. Thanks for taking the time to call in. Have you hurt yourself at a wedding?
I definitely have. I was at a wedding for one of my best friend's sister's friends, and long story short, he there was a Backstreet Boys concert going on because it was at Jacob's Pavilion, and so everybody was kind of interested in that because we could see it from windows on the river. And,
okay, stop, time out. Okay, so Backstreet Boys at Jacob's Pavilion. So I'm trying to date when this story happened. Would that have been mid-90s sometime?
No, it was in 2000s. I can't remember exactly what year. I know I was at least 21, so it had to have been at least, because I was, not to give my age, but I was born in 90, so
okay,
somewhere around that time.
So you're at a wedding at Windows on the River, and right next door is the Backstreet Boys at Jacob's Pavilion. Why were they playing Jacob's Pavilion?
I don't know. What a weird spot for them to be at.
In the 2000s.
It was, yeah, okay. It really was.
So everybody's captivated by that.
Yeah. So we're all eating dinner, and all of a sudden I notice my friend's her brother-in-law was like, I could tell he was starting not to be able to breathe, and I could tell he was choking, and then did like the sign, you know, like I'm choking. Nobody else did anything, and I got up and I was trying to do the Heimlich on him, but he was so much bigger than me, so I hurt my back doing that.
Oh my God.
And then thankfully one of the bride's mother was an ICU nurse. So she came over, kicked the chair out. Like it was like a movie.
Oh,
and
wow.
she did one good one. And it just like came out like, just like Mrs. Doubtfire. Like, then, I swear.
What was in his throat?
It was like a piece of chicken.
So the piece of chicken just flew
came,
out
like,
of his
flying
mouth.
Flying out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like literally like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Wow.
Okay, so what does he do after that? Does he go just back to celebrating as normal, or do you?
He got freaked out because he said he went like he couldn't. He was just seeing black.
Oh my!
So
God.
It took him a little bit to kind of get together, but you know, then after he went to the bar, he was okay.
That is so crazy. So like all the other wedding guests were like just so intrigued by the Backstreet Boys. That, like, nobody was even paying attention. It was only you that saw this?
Exactly. Well, like, there was, like, two other people sitting at our table, and his wife is a nurse, but she was in the wedding party, so she was sitting up. She came over, she goes, what the heck just happened? I said, I tried my best, but so that's how I hurt my back at a wedding.
So was your back, were you in pain instantly?
It twinged, yeah, for sure.
Oh, and did that ruin?
You know, you just like, you get like the adrenaline going. You know what I mean?
Now, I'm just thinking about this wedding. It's like you got one guy who almost choked to death. You've got Danielle, her back is out. So you got two injured people already at the wedding.
Right.
And then the Backstreet Boys are next door.
And then you got an ICU nurse just having a Miss Doubtfire moment in the middle. Oh.
Like the way she kicked the chair, it was so funny.
Danielle, thank you for listening to us and for calling up and share that story.
Oh, of course. You guys have a beautiful day.
All right. Hopefully you get lots of Instacart orders this morning.
Yes, thank you. All right. Bye.
The Q Morning Show. Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Nice to have you here this morning. So Alyssa believes that we should just jump feet first right into spooky season as we slide into fall here.
And that's pretty much been me since the 4th of July. Since July 5th, I have been in spooky season mode.
And I feel like there should be a distinct difference between fall and spooky season. Because I don't think everything fall is everything Halloween. Like
that's true, but don't you want to maximize the spook?
No, I don't. I want to be able to separately enjoy football and chili and just fall things, and then all of a sudden we just ease into spooky season. We don't need 2 months of celebrating Halloween.
See, maybe that's the difference here. I don't like football, and I don't like chili. So I'm not excited for either of those things.
So pumpkin spice. Find something else that you like that's fall-like.
I could do without pumpkin spice even, but I love some scary movies. Mm. I love a haunted house. I love some pumpkin carve. I love it all.
And then by October 31st, you're not going to be sick of it?
Not at all. Nope. I will be peaking at October 31st. I am the kind of person that, like, November 1, I'm already thinking about what next year's costume is going to be.
However, I feel like spooky season is there. I mean, we've talked about it, and the Good Vibes caller talked about how she loves going into the stores and seeing all the Halloween decorations. There is a house in Fairview Park, and I only know this because I drove down the street the other day, that is completely decorated for Halloween already with like two big giant, like a big giant skeleton.
Oh, I love the giant skellies.
And there's gravestones in their front yard, and they're already decked out, and they have to be like that for the next 2 months.
Yeah. I mean, someday I want that to be my life too. I want to be that person who is in the middle of August putting up all their Halloween decorations. I want to be the coolest house on the street.
I don't know if you'd be the coolest house. I think you would annoy your neighbors because I don't.
Well,
I think
okay with that too.
It's too soon for all of that. But then, as I'm thinking about this, is it too soon for spooky season this morning? I get up extra early on Friday because there's a lot of work to do on Friday. So I come in extra early. So I enter my living room this morning. It's 4 a.m.
Okay.
And I look outside my picture window.
I'm like nervous. What happened?
I look out on my street and I realize that the street light that's across the street from my house isn't on. So it's completely dark on my street. And it's the first thing that I notice that there's like
it's not usually that dark.
Yeah. It's usually lit up, and today there's like an eerie glow.
Ooh.
And so I'm looking out the window, I'm puzzled trying to figure out what's different. And then I see this older woman walking down the middle of my street.
What?
Not an old lady, an older woman.
Oh,
so I would
okay.
say in her 60s.
Okay.
And she's got on, you know, exercise shorts and
Shirt. Ghosts aren't going to be wearing exercise shorts, so that's definitely a real person. That is not a ghostly spirit.
How are you so sure?
I mean, I guess ghosts could be wearing like Lululemon. I just don't think of them like that.
Why is she walking in the middle of the street?
See, that
and not
I don't
the
know.
Sidewalk.
That I am not sure.
Maybe because I'm the only one that can see her. And she has been exercising for the past 55 years. Walking the streets of Rocky River.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, possibly, but that is definitely weird that the ghosts that you see are wearing athleisure. I'm just saying, I've never heard of that.
Maybe it's a modern day ghost.
It could be a modern day ghost.
It's fine
with good taste.
If ghosts want to update their wardrobe, that's totally fine in 2025.
Yeah, I guess it's just not something I've ever thought about.
I just thought it was weird that she was walking in the middle of the street at 4 a.m. That is not safe. She wasn't wearing reflective gear. Walk on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I have questions. I almost hope it was a ghost.
I wasn't going to ask her because...
Yeah, I feel like a ghost would actually be less scary than a real human just taking a stroll down the middle of the street at that time of day.
Yes. Like if I would have asked her, she would have said, like turned her head like really slowly at me and be like, I'm totally fine.
Some questions are better left unanswered.
It's Q104. Red Flag Friday coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa on Red Flag Friday. So this is specifically for someone who's in a new relationship. It's fresh. Maybe you just met this person. Maybe you've gone on a couple of dates and you would like it to go further. However, there's a red flag that you've noticed that might put the brakes on everything. And you don't want that. So you come to us and we will help diagnose what's going on. Maddie and Berea, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Tell us about the red flag that you have noticed in your relationship.
Okay, so recently a group of my friends hosted a game night. We've been dating this guy for a while, like him, and brought him along so he could, you know, spend time with my friend group. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that this guy is insanely competitive when it comes to playing games, which, like, I can be competitive. You know, that's fine. But this was, like, beyond.
Okay, like, wait. I want to stop you first. You said that this was with your friends, right?
Yes.
Had he ever met these friends before, or was this his first time?
So he's met a couple of them, but this was, like, my whole friend group had come together. So there were a few people there that hadn't met him before.
Okay.
So, Alyssa, are you saying that this guy needed to be on his best behavior that night?
I would think so.
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah, like when you're meeting the friends, that's a big deal. That's a big step.
But that didn't
absolutely
happen. What? Give us some examples. What happened on game night?
Well, one of the most embarrassing moments. So we were playing Catan.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is Catan?
Settlers of Catan. Catan.
Yeah,
I never know.
Oh.
Am I saying it wrong? I might be saying it wrong.
I never know how to say it. But it's like, I mean, it's hard to explain. It's kind of like Monopoly, I guess.
I once went to Pat Catan's.
Nope, not the same. Not the same.
All right. Well, it's a game, and that's all we really need to know. So what happened as you're playing this Catan game?
Well, he thought some of my friends weren't playing fairly, I guess. And I still can't even believe this moment happened, but he slammed his fist down and said, "You're trading. You're cheating. You're not supposed to trade like that." Like, fully serious.
Ooh, he slammed his hand down on the table, though?
Yes.
Oh.
See that?
That's like causing a scene.
An indication, like, of an anger issue.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. What did your friends do?
Tried to just, like, what, you know, play it off. Break the tension. One of my friends made a joke, like, "Hey, buddy, easy." You know.
Yeah, I mean, like, what else do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, these are my friends, so I'm like looking around, and I can see what they're thinking about.
Right.
And of course, I am not happy either that he's behaving this way.
Okay, 216-474-0104. Apparently, Maddie is dating someone who is ultra competitive at board games, which is fine. I mean, I am someone who's married to someone who is very competitive when we play board games. Things have been flipped over before.
Okay, but if this was Paula's first time meeting any of your friends, mm-hmm, would she be that competitive, though? Like, would she let that side of her out?
It's a great question. And it has to be hypothetical because I don't know. I can't say 100% that she wouldn't get in into some irrational rage during game night. But it just never happened. So I don't know. 216-474-0104. He seemed a little too angry. Like, there's competitive, and then there's slamming your hand down on the table.
Yeah, then there's, like, anger issues.
216-474-0104. Is this a red flag for Maddie? Your call's coming up. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Red Flag Friday. We were talking to Maddie in Berea. Is that where Maddie's from?
Yeah.
Maddie has been seeing this guy, really likes this guy, and said, okay, I feel comfortable enough to introduce this guy to my friend. So they set up a game night, and it seems like this guy has made a really bad impression on all of Maddie's friends because he's super competitive at board games.
Yeah, she was not expecting that.
And he accused her friends of cheating and slammed his fist down on the table at one point.
So we're just wondering.
Maddie's like, is that a red flag?
Yeah, we're just trying to figure it out.
Texts are coming in. Was he drunk?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure.
I wish I could ask Maddie that right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes a difference, however, because...
You know what? You're right. I really don't know if that... I don't really think it does.
It actually makes it worse.
Yeah.
Now he's a big drunk with anger issues.
Right.
Someone texted in, he's a nut. Run.
Oh, yeah. The run is in all caps. Run.
Allison in Parma, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts here? Is this a red flag that this guy got a little competitive on game night?
So when I hear these stories, I always try to play devil's advocate, try to see both sides. And my first thought was, okay, he's showing his true colors. He's being his genuine self. Maybe he just feels comfortable around the friends and the girlfriend. I think that's great. But then I was like, no, this is too much, because I'm also very competitive. I play Settlers of Catan all the time. Catan. And I think there's a certain kind of just like politeness or etiquette that you bring to a friend group that you don't know. Mm-hmm. Where, sure, maybe they're cheating, but you bite your tongue and you talk to a girlfriend later, like, hey, what the heck's up with your friend? You know, you don't slam your fists down. I think this is a major red flag. It's too much, too soon. I think it is showing signs of like more deeply rooted, maybe anger issues. I don't know. It doesn't feel right.
I think Allison's right. I think I agree with Allison.
Yeah, it's 100%. Spot on. I think that there is like a certain degree of etiquette that you carry. That's why I asked about Paula. Like, would Paula be willing to let that side of her out with people she doesn't know? Because I think, yeah, when you're with your besties or with your family, that's different.
Paula's just very annoying to play board games with.
Well, she's also your wife of 18 years.
If it's Monopoly, she's the banker, and she's just constantly during the game. It's like, no, not your turn. Or you didn't do this or something like that. With Uno, I remember we were playing Uno one time, and... This is Drew, and Drew is like 8 years old at this point.
Uh-huh.
And Drew did not call Uno before he threw his last card down.
Oh, no.
And Paula's like, you didn't call Uno. It's not a win. And Drew, like, flipped out. He took a chair, threw it. Oh, my God, Drew. So Paula's just more annoying to play with.
That feels different, though, because that's following the rules to a T, which is annoying in its own sense. But that doesn't feel like it's, like, a problem.
But would Paula act like that with people that she had just met, like, moments ago?
I probably don't think so. I really don't think so. There's a time and a place for everything. I think he just picked the wrong time and the wrong place for this.
That's what we think, Maddie. Good luck to you. Keep us posted on what you decide to do. Red Flag Friday, Q104. Billie Eilish, Friday morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. Travis Kelce is in Brazil right now, and that's because his football team, the Kansas City Chiefs, are playing in Brazil to kick off the NFL season this weekend.
Oh.
All right, so he's doing lots of press conferences down there. Brazil is very excited to have the NFL down there. And during the press conference, Travis, who, by the way, is engaged. I don't know if you've heard about this.
No, I haven't. He got engaged?
Yeah. And so he was asked during the press conference about his engagement to Taylor. This was his response.
Ever since I've been dating Taylor, life has been fun. You know, it's been exciting. Obviously, a lot more eyes, and I accept that. But it's just, I'm living life, you know, living on a high,
it's
I guess.
It's a dream, dude.
That sounds about right.
What do you think about that answer?
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Really?
No, he said life's been fun, living on a high, it's been great.
I think that if I were Taylor Swift and I heard him answer the question that way, I would be texting him right away.
Why?
I'd be like, oh, really? Life is fun right now?
Oh my God.
That's all it is fun to you?
Oh, I thought that was sweet that he said that.
We're just having fun? Is that what it is? So this isn't serious at all?
Am I just a game? A fun little plaything? Oh, thank goodness you're not a woman. You'd be a nightmare.
I just feel like his answer should have been more profound, I suppose.
That's fair.
He should have been more ready to answer that question.
Yeah, to give him a little bit of grace, though. I mean, he is down there for a football game, and he's being asked about his love life. Maybe he was just asked a football question, and then they threw that one in, and he was like, I don't know, it's great, it's fun. Football.
I'm the most important person in your life, and you're just having fun.
That's all I am to you.
It sounds like I'm a nightmare to be in a relationship with.
That's what I'm saying. Thank goodness you're not a woman. I don't know how you would fare in this world.
Yeah.
I don't. You would be a mess all the time.
If we were out somewhere and Paula answered the question that way, I'd be like, what? Fun? Like, we've been together for 18 years. What's that been like? It's been fun.
Now I kind of hope she does answer it like that one day.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way. Alyssa has not lost.
I haven't.
Almost 2 weeks now.
Did you see the text yesterday?
No, what?
Oh, man. People were just getting on, dragging you so hard.
Why?
For being
what'd I
do? Like, you always jinx people and say that, like, oh, you're going to go, like, you're going to beat her. And then they never do. You jinx people.
Come on. I'm trying to hype them up is what I'm doing. I'm the hype man. Trying to give them confidence because I don't like to see you win this much. We have tickets for Hot Wheels Monster Trucks, Alyssa's College of Knowledge, in less than 10 minutes. Amber in Rootstown is here. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to play this game. I have 5 trivia questions. After we are all done, and after Alyssa answers her questions, if you get more right than her, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Amber, are you ready to play?
Yep.
Question 1. The Cleveland Browns kick off the regular season this Sunday at home versus what team?
I don't watch football. Oh, my God. I don't watch it at all.
Every year I ask this question. Every year, everyone misses it. Question 2. It's a type of sauce traditionally served with roast beef. Arby's calls it horsey sauce.
Horseradish.
Question 3. Part 2 of Season 2 of Wednesday dropped this week. Who plays the character of Rosaline Rotwood?
I don't know. I only know Jenna Ortega.
Question 4. It's the name of a handbag without straps or handles.
A clutch?
Final question. In 1995, this online retail site launched. Its first item up for bid... A broken laser pointer.
I know it's probably going to be wrong, but eBay.
All right, Amber, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Amber, I get the vibe that you're not feeling good about your performance today.
No, it was terrible, and I've done good all week playing in the car. I've known everything.
How many do you think that you got correct today?
Probably only 2.
You're wrong again. You actually got 3 correct.
Okay.
Alyssa, meet Amber in Rootstown.
Oh, good morning, Amber.
Good morning. I wanted to beat you, but I highly doubt it.
Oh, don't doubt yourself yet.
There's a chance. Alyssa only needs 3 to tie and 4 to win. Let's find out how she does. Question 1. The Cleveland Browns kick off their regular season this Sunday at home versus what team?
The Bengals?
Oh my God, how did you get it?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, cool.
After years of me asking that question on this show, finally someone got it.
I got it.
Question 2. It's a type of sauce traditionally served with roast beef. Arby's calls it horsey sauce.
Horseradish.
Question three, part two of season two of Wednesday dropped this week. Who plays the character of Rosaline Rotwood?
That would be Miss Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that one's correct. Question four, it's the name of a handbag without straps or handles.
A fanny pack?
No, I'm sorry, it's a clutch.
Oh.
I've never actually seen you with a clutch.
Yeah, that's more of a dressy occasion type of thing.
Of which I've never seen you dressed up.
Yeah, no, you haven't. You haven't.
Okay, you still have the tie today and one more chance to get the outright win. In 1995, this online retail site launched its first item up for bid, a broken laser pointer.
Oh, was that eBay?
It is eBay. Oh, Amber, she gotcha.
Ah, sorry, Amber.
I didn't do as much. No, it's okay.
Alyssa wins the game 4-3. But Amber, there's good news. I hope you don't have plans tomorrow night. We would love to send you to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks at Rocket Arena.
Yes, my 7-year-old would love that. My name is Amber, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Alex Warren, he will perform on Sunday night at the MTV Video Music Awards. You can watch that on CBS, on MTV. You can stream it on Paramount Plus. Let's see. Let's start. Let's get going. We have Clay on the line. Clay, good morning.
Good morning.
Free Plug Friday. Do you have one for us?
I do. I actually, I'm a developer. I've developed two apps. One is called Stream Radios. It's a radio app that has also podcasts. It allows you to listen to about 55,000 stations from all across the world.
And you put that together?
Yeah, I put that together. It's been almost 2 months in the making. It's done. It's in the iOS App Store.
Okay. Did you put our radio station, Q104, on that app?
I could. Yeah, absolutely. I will.
You totally should.
Hey. It's going to be on the list. It's going to be on the list for sure. I promise you.
How many radio stations you didn't put us on there?
So right now it has all the countries of the world, and each country has got about 700 stations if they support 700.
All right. Well, don't forget about us because we need all the help we can get. What was the other app?
The other one is called Invoice Genie. It's like an invoice application for small business. It's really, really neat. So I highly recommend Invoice Genie and Stream Radios.
All right, Clay. Clay might be a genius. Like he can develop apps.
Oh, yeah, that's so out of my wheelhouse, coding, all that. You're a lot smarter than us, Clay.
I have difficulty just updating my apps. Like, right now, let me look at my app store. 84 apps need to be updated on my phone.
It stresses me out.
All right. Thank you, Clay.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I follow your show every day when I take the kids to school. You guys rock.
Thank you very much. Jen in Strongsville. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, guys.
Free Plug Friday. What are you plugging for us this morning?
Yes, I own Dance Dimensions in Strongsville, and I have been in business for 28 years. We teach children ages 2 all the way up. I love my job. I love what I do. I have a fantastic staff and a fantastic dance family. And Alyssa, I think there's some type of relation with somebody that I used to teach that still comes back on my staff.
Yeah. Both of my sisters were big Dance Dimensions girls growing up their whole life. Like they lived at that studio. We are big Dance Dimensions fans.
We very much love your sisters. So thank you.
Oh, of course. Dance Dimensions in Strongsville.
Yes.
What are the most popular dances right now for the kids to get into? Is it the Mambo?
No.
I don't know if that's the most popular these days.
The amount of TikTok dances that we see at the studio is awesome. But
I bet. Oh, my gosh. I'm sure.
So you can teach the kids to recreate those TikTok dances?
Yeah. They just like to recreate them like in the hallway on their own. But
yeah, there's no stopping them. They're going to do the TikTok dances.
Absolutely.
Jen, you know what I would love to see? And this could be like Free Plug Part 2. If you could get the kids together in the next month or so and have them do the Thriller dance, You know, oh. Michael Jackson Thriller, where they're dancing like the zombies.
Get a little old school with it.
Take a video of that and then send that to us, and we'll post it on our Instagram.
Oh, we will do that. Thank you.
Okay, absolutely.
You know what I want the video
of?
Those
kids are always up for a challenge.
I want the video of those girls going, I've never heard this song before, because you know that there's kids that have probably never heard Thriller still.
Oh, probably not. They need to know.
We need to culture the youth.
It's our responsibility.
It
we
is.
Need to, we need to educate. All right, free plug Friday, every Friday at this time on the Q Morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Show. Morgan Wallen, Tate McRae. Alyssa having a sneezing attack right now.
I think I'm good.
Are you okay?
I think I'm okay. It's been a bad week for allergy people.
Is it really? I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, the only other person in my life that has really bad allergies is my stepdad, and we're both going through it.
So allergy season, I always thought it was in the spring.
Yeah, I always did too.
So it's in the fall as well? Is it every time the seasons change?
It started to feel that way. It never was that way for me when I was growing up. But as I've gotten older, apparently I just have allergies all the time. Seasonal allergies are just every season now.
Well, I'm sorry you're going through that.
That's all right. We have warded off my sneezing. I'm confident that I'm not going to have another sneezing fit.
It's the Q Morning Show. Thank you for connecting with us this morning. So Alyssa found something that sounds interesting. I think that we could have a good discussion on this.
I think we could too.
All right. So tell me what happened and then we can dissect it a little bit.
So I was just like looking at the news. I think this was last weekend And I'm a big thrifter. I love thrifting. Mm-hmm. Like, if I ever am having a bad day, like, the thrift store is where I will go on my way home from work to just, like, decompress.
It's your therapy?
It's my happy place. So I found this story, though. I don't even know where this happened, because the guy didn't want to give any, like, telling details about himself. It was on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was at a thrift store, a Goodwill, and he was just going through the pockets of suit jackets. He said that somebody in his 20s told him that advice, and he's just always had that in his head. So I don't even know if he was trying stuff on or literally just going through pockets. He found $700 in a suit pocket at a Goodwill. And obviously, I mean, he kept it. He kept the money. But I saw this story and I'm thinking to myself, like, what would I do if I found $700 in a suit jacket or just, you know, in a pocket at a Goodwill?
Okay. Here's my first question. And I know you don't have all the details from what happened with this guy, because
yeah, this guy sounds like he's making it sound like he won the lottery. He didn't want any like distinguishing details. So I really don't even know what state this was in.
Okay, so does it say if he bought the jacket or not? Was he just in the store and
yes,
just going
so
through pockets?
It went on to say that he did purchase the jacket immediately. And then examine the money more closely when he got in the car.
Okay.
To find out that it is indeed real cash.
Okay, so from what you described, what's wrong here? I mean, it just sounds like an incredibly lucky day from just some purchase that you're making at a thrift store.
I mean, that is the story, right? It's a very mm-hmm. lucky day for this guy. He got $700 out of it. But my question is just what would you do? Because I feel like this is a question that's been asked time and time again. But, like, if you found hundreds of dollars in the pocket of something at a thrift store, because I think for me, like, I would feel guilty keeping it. But at the same time, what am I going to do? Take it up to the cashier? They're not going to
exactly.
find its rightful owner.
Yeah. Are you suggesting this could be some sort of a moral dilemma here? You're struggling with this?
I think I would definitely struggle with what to do here, yes.
Okay. I think that in the scenario you described, the $700 in cash at the thrift store,
mm-hmm.
I don't think he's under any obligation to return that money to the Goodwill store at all.
I don't think he's under obligation, but I just feel bad for the person who is now missing that $700.
How is that person ever going to get that money back? Number one.
Yeah, they won't. They'll forever be wondering how it went missing.
The suit coat was probably donated to Goodwill, correct? There's
yeah.
no way to trace that suit coat back to whoever donated it.
Yeah, plus, I have no idea how you would do that.
What's up with the Goodwill store not checking the pockets before they put it out on the floor?
Yeah.
Right? Aren't they supposed to dry clean that stuff?
I mean, I think they're maybe supposed to, but they definitely don't. I've seen like behind the scenes videos of the people that actually go through the stuff donated, and they kind of are just checking for smells and like, you know, crazy stains on clothes, pretty much everything else. If it's in okay condition, it's making it out to the floor.
But you're right. If you take that $700 up to the cashier, I mean, what is Goodwill going to do with it?
Other than maybe yeah, just pocket it.
It's a cash donation to Goodwill at that point.
Right.
There's no way to trace it. And the guy bought the jacket. I say the $700 is his.
I mean, okay, so my question, has something like this, maybe not $700, but has something like this ever happened? One. And two, even if it hasn't, like, what would you do? Is there a moral route that I'm missing of how this might be able to be made right? I don't think that there is.
Okay, 216-474-0104.
Or are you just $700 richer?
Obviously, context matters.
Yeah.
At the Goodwill store, that's one thing. Like when I go through my friend Kevin's suit coats in his house and I found $700.
That's something different.
That would be wrong. It's Q104. So Alyssa saw something that has turned into a discussion about perhaps a moral discussion and
maybe
ethical.
A moral compass discussion.
And that is some money. This didn't happen here. This happened, Alyssa read this.
It was on Reddit.
Reddit.
Yeah.
Some guy at a Goodwill store, he's shopping. He puts his hand inside a suit jacket and finds $700 in cash. Buys the jacket. And now Alyssa's wondering, like, was that the right thing to do? Should he have turned the money in? Because clearly it wasn't his money.
But also, it's not going to make it back to its owner if he does turn it in. Is there, like, a morally correct way to handle this situation?
He bought the jacket. The money's now his. It was inside the jacket. Kat in Lakewood, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well this morning. Please chime in on this. Is there some sort of ethical thing that we're overlooking here?
Okay, so if there happened to be, like, some kind of identification, I think I would go to the ends of the earth to find this person, because that's just, like, the person that I am. Or if I seen them donating the jacket and happened to see them drop the money, I bet a lot of people would just, you know, wait for them to walk away and put their foot on it.
Right.
But I think I would be like, hey, because if I lost $700, I would want, you know, and if someone's seen it, I'd want them to give it back to me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I would think about that $700 until the day that I died. Like, yeah. Where did that money go?
100%. If there was inside the suit coat, if there was a wallet with $700 in cash
and identification
and a driver's license.
Right. That changes things.
It absolutely changes things. Tina in North Ridgeville. Good morning.
Good morning.
What would you do here if you found some money? Have you ever found money?
So I've found money before on my front lawn, actually. I don't know if it fell out of someone's pocket and blew over in my lawn. But I actually donated it to the APL because I feel too guilty keeping it because it's not mine. And obviously I can't find who the owner is. So I just donate it.
How much money are we talking here that blew into your front lawn?
At least $100.
$100?
Wow.
Wait, was that one bill or was that multiple bills?
It was like $250s or something.
Oh, wow.
And I would think that would just, that's the universe.
Yeah, see, I also, though, I think that that is like the best way, maybe from a moral compass standpoint, the best way to handle finding money like that is to donate to a cause that you care about. That's one way around it.
Yeah, I couldn't take it. I would never feel right doing it, so I just donated it.
Tina, you're definitely a better person than us. You know what I would probably do in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
If I found $100 in cash on my lawn, I'd probably post something in the community Facebook page and say, hey, I found cash on my front lawn. If you can tell me how much money you lost, I'll give you the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean that is that.
And I would keep that up for one day. And then
one day. I was going to say, somebody's eventually going to guess the correct amount, and then you're just going to be out the money. Like, that's kind of how I envision it.
You're so cynical.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. I'm just going to type 100 here. And, yeah, it's like winning the lottery, right?
Yeah, something like that.
216-474-0104.
Maybe I'll find a couple $100 at Goodwill one day.
Sabrina Carpenter, she is going to perform on Sunday night at the MTV Video Music Awards. You want to know who else is performing?
Yeah, who else do we have?
Alex Warren. Busta Rhymes.
Oh, throwback.
J Balvin featuring DJ Snake.
Fun.
Ricky Martin.
Oh my God, Livin' La Vida Loca, baby.
Throwback. Somber. Doja Cat, Post Malone, Tate McRae, Jelly Roll, Lady Gaga is going to perform too.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty good lineup.
Mariah Carey is going to receive the Video Vanguard Award. And that's like the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, that's like the Icon Award almost.
But it also says she's going to perform a medley of her hits.
Oh, fun. Okay.
I think she should play All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I hope she doesn't, but I think there's a chance she might.
So MTV VMAs, Sunday night, 8 p.m. You can watch it on CBS, MTV, and streaming on Paramount Plus. All right, we're down to it.
The last round before the weekend.
The last pair of tickets for Hot Wheels Monster Trucks
tomorrow night.
You're right, Alyssa.
Four tickets
for tomorrow night. And the last chance to take down Alyssa before the weekend. Alyssa's College of Knowledge in less than 10 minutes. Lena is in the hot seat this morning. The last opportunity to give Alyssa a loss before the weekend. Lena, good morning. No pressure.
Okay, no pressure. I got this.
The rules, quickly, if you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Lena, are you ready for your five questions?
I think so.
The Browns begin their regular season this Sunday at home versus the Bengals. What is it called when a player, during a play, drops the football?
A fumble.
Question two. What company created the PlayStation?
Sega?
Question three. Who is the late night TV show host who just began his final season hosting his show?
Cohen. I can't think of his first name right now, but last name okay?
What did you say for last name?
Cohen.
Okay. Moving on to question four. It's a salty fish sometimes added as a topping on pizza.
Sardines?
Final question. What U.S. state is known as the Tar Heel State?
I have no idea. I'm just going to go with Minnesota. I don't know.
All right, Lena, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio as she is walking in? I got to do a quick fact check here. And Alyssa is back in the studio. Alyssa, meet Lena in North Olmsted.
Good morning, Lena.
Good morning.
All right, Lena, after a fact check, you have earned 2 points today.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Well, if it wasn't for the judges, you'd only have 1 point.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's better than no points.
Right.
Alyssa, I will ask you your five questions right here. You need 2 to tie and 3 to win today. Question one. The Browns begin their regular season this Sunday at home versus the Bengals. What is it called when a player, during a play, drops the football?
A fumble.
Fumble is correct. Question two. What company created the PlayStation?
Sony?
Sony is correct. Question three. Who is the late night TV show host who just began his final season hosting his show?
Stephen Colbert.
Stephen Colbert is correct. Yeah, she got the win today. Let's see how we do with the last two questions. It's a salty fish sometimes added as a topping on pizza.
Anchovies.
Anchovies is correct. Lena said sardines, and I accepted that. The judges said, yes, sardines can be used as a pizza topping.
I don't want any of those on my pizza. Sardines,
neither
anchovies, I'm good.
I love anchovies on a pizza.
Ugh.
And I want to address that on a future show. No time for that now. Final question. What U.S. state is also known as the Tar Heel State?
I don't know. Virginia?
No. North Carolina Tar Heels. Alyssa 4, Lena 2. Alyssa wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Whew.
Man, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Lena. Sorry.
That's okay.
So we failed in our mission to give Alyssa a loss before the weekend. However, Lena, we do have some wonderful parting gifts for you. How about 4 tickets for Hot Wheels Monster Trucks tomorrow night?
Sounds good. My name is Lena, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got Floodlight Cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.